One, two, three, four. Stooks Podcast, Stooks Podcast, Stooks Podcast. Yeah, yeah. Okay, the intro is going to get a lot cooler once I get set up permanently. I was at, what the hell is the name of that place? Metcalf and 91st-ish, Micro Center. Yes. And I went into their little Apple section. And they had a keyboard hooked up to GarageBand on a Mac there, and wow, I about wet myself. It was pretty cool messing around on that thing. And I've got an 88 key weighted keyboard that I need to get hooked up to this thing, but you know I'm in the transitional phase right now, so I can't really set it up very very nicely where I'm at. In the meantime, I am importing finally. I know it's shocking. You'd think maybe I would have been on this a little bit earlier. I'm finally importing all my old CDs into my computer. Converting them over to MP3 and whatnot, using the Mac Mini, and I have a 250 gigabyte external hard drive on there. Now, what's really going to be cool about this deal is I didn't get an iPhone. No, I didn't do it. I ended up getting the Mogul from Sprint, which I was like, the data network with AT&T is just too slow. I want to be able to... I'm an instant gratification guy. The iPhone, which I got to play with the other day, very nice for interacting with any kind of content, especially and many times only when you're in a Wi-Fi zone. So if you have wireless internet in your house or at work, my friend Andrew has one, and I was watching some YouTube videos on it the other night. Man, it is pretty cool. I'll give it that. But I wasn't really feeling the crunch there, so I ended up getting the Mogul through Sprint, and I used the Sprint employee referral program. Google it, look it up, see how to take advantage of it yourself. For $50 a month, I was able to get 1,250 anytime minutes, unlimited data, and the Mogul, which is a $400 phone, I was able to get for $288. Now, the cool thing about this is it's on Sprint's data network, which is incredibly fast. And you can stream music through it, through the internet, basically. So what I've done is installed Orb, O-R-B, on my computer, on my PC. And that, then you can point to different areas on your hard drives. And since I have my Mac and my PC networked together, I can map in different directions where audio is located, or video, or even you can use pictures in there. And it's really, really impressive stuff. So then when you're on the road, you just go point your browser on your phone to your Orbcast, and you go to orb.com and sign in there, and you stream the audio that you have at home to your little cell phone. So that's what I decided to go with. Figured, hey, you know, the iPhone only has either 4 or 8 gigs of memory. Here I've got a 250 gigabyte external hard drive. I can stream all the media I want to from home to my cell phone. Only problem being when you go out of range, if you're in a more remote area, if you go to the lake or something, you're probably not going to get the fast data network to follow you there. So in that case, yeah, you probably need to manually copy some stuff over. But otherwise, man, I can I don't have to sync anything up. I can just point it to the right directory on the computer and play all of my audio right there. Look into it a little bit. It's a really cool thing, and I haven't heard too many people playing with it just yet. It's called Orb. And in the same sense, you can access it from any computer. So if you're at your work computer, you can just go to your Orb login and go click on whatever folder you want to where your music's located, and it'll stream it from your house to your computer at work or anywhere you go. So really cool, and it's a really easy way to share your music too if you want to copy something down to someone's computer locally. You can just point it to your little Orbcast there, and you're taken care of. So a pretty sweet little deal there for you. Yes, it is. Impressive. Also on this phone, the Mogul, which is from HTC, if you've seen people with their little phones that slide open and shut, and the screen kind of changes with it, is it's pretty... I mean, the web browser isn't as good as what you're going to find on the iPhone, but Microsoft is working on a program called DeepFish, and it's actually been out as a technology preview, so a limited number of people have been able to play with it. Not me yet. But just like the iPhone, more or less, where the entire page loads, and then you just kind of zoom to the area you want to go to. So once that comes out, we're going to be in a lot better world. Pocket PC users or smartphone users who aren't with the iPhone. Once again, I got to say that iPhone, impressive as hell. I just wanted to be able to fly around and be high speed all over the place. Canceled the T-Mobile service today. Well, I have 2 weeks left on it, I should say. I wanted to keep that number up and running. Switched from the old Lawrence number that I've had for the last 6 years to a Kansas City number since I'm calling KC home. And, it was an interesting process. I mean, I feel kind of bad about it because I really liked T-Mobile's customer service. It seemed like whenever I had to call them, they were right there. If I went over on my minutes, I was able to be, come on, I've been with you forever. And they were pretty helpful in working some of those details out as well. So, you know, it kind of sucks. You leave someone who has good customer service and who always treated you right. But in the same sense, it's like, yeah, I need fast data, and Sprint's the way to go for me on that one. So, T-Mobile, I've loved you, and good luck to you in the future. I appreciate everything you've done for me. Let's see, anything else going on? Just working on the resume a little bit. I got that pretty much finalized. I'm going to shoot that sumbitch out all over the place. Desperation city going on, right? Kind of freak out. No, but seriously, pretty happy. I spent some time working out with my dad last night, you know, going back through and editing things. He's like, well, are you sure you need to leave and put this thing in there? I was like, well, yeah, I need to have that in there because that's important in today's marketing world or whatever. And, you know, so you kind of butt heads in that sense. But no, dad and I got right through the resume real quick, and it should get me my job back at McDonald's. It's going to be a great time. So that's all I have for you today. Just thought I'd check in real quick, brag about the cell phone and the cool media setup I've got going. I need to get back into importing some more CDs into iTunes. Keep it real, and I'll talk to you sooner rather than later, hopefully. And remember, always on at mattstukes.com. I've been doing a pretty good job of getting at least one post up there a day, so make sure you stop on by and partake. All right? Peace.